Well, do you ever use the, of course you're familiar with it from reading, but do you ever use it in conversation, the word meta? Does that mean?
Well, I don't use it myself. It doesn't come to my mind as the first choice of a word. Say field.
Well, how would you pronounce it if you?
Meadow.
And then a real wet, soft ground with water standing on it.
Well, that would be marshy or soggy, I guess.
Would you say that sure is a big?
Oh, a big pond, I guess, is what you're getting at.
Well, not, I mean, it's land, it's not water.
A big puddle.
Well, I was trying to find out whether you use marsh or swamp. Which one?
I'd say swamp.
Well, what about a small freshwater stream? What do you call that? Not a river.
Well, according to size, it would be a pond or a lake.
Well, now, if it's running water, well, I tell you what, suppose you give me the terms that you use to mean a stream, starting with the smallest on up to the river. Or is
that is a flowing stream,
yeah.
Not still water.
Not still water, but flowing.
Well,
what's the smallest?
It would be a brook. And then a creek, and then a river, I suppose.
What about, are there any streams in this neighborhood, creeks or brooks?
Yeah, little ones.
Would you, can you think of any of the names of them? So some of the names of creeks are quite important for this.
Well, Beargrass Creek is one of them. It's got three or four different forks to it that go through Jefferson County. And there's Muddy Fork, and Floyd's Fork, Cox's Creek.
Well, you don't use the word fork except in referring to these specific things. You wouldn't call a small creek a fork.
Well, you said the name, some of them, and that's what they are named, see?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
These are their names, but you would you ordinarily use fork for...
Not for a running mass of water, no. Unless it was, you were distinguishing somebody lived in the locality and they knew there were more than one fork to a stream, then you'd designate which one it was, see?
I see. Well, what about doing the same thing with elevations of land that you did with the running streams? Start with the smallest and go on up. A small.
Well, it would be a hill.
Do you ever use the word knoll around here? Or
I don't know.
Knob or anything like that?
No, other than. Place over there, Floyd Knobs, Indiana, you know.
In other words,
they refer
again,
to the definite
place.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't use it myself.
Well, what about the very highest? Would you pronounce the name of the?
Well, that's mountain.
What do you call a place on the river where the structure where boats stop and unload freight?
Well, wharf or dock. Wharf, like down here at the foot of 4th Street where they used to load the Fords on and send them out. To me, that's a wharf.
Well,
and a dock would be a smaller place, the way it seems to me in my mind.
A road that's